Hey, what's up, Trainiacs? Triathlon Taryn here with another edition of the Triathlon Trainee Ask podcast, where I answer your triathlon questions 5 days a week. Today's question comes from Andy, and it is about the benefits and drawbacks of training for your next triathlon indoors with spin classes, stationary bikes, things like that. Here you go, Andy.
Hi, Taryn. My name's Andy Flynn. I'm a new Trainiac from Southern Illinois. My question is this. What are your thoughts about spin classes or cycling classes at a local recreation center for training purposes for the bike portion of the triathlon? Thank you.
Hey, Andy. Thank you very much for your question. Awesome. Thank you for being a new Trainiac. We very much support your new addiction to the sport of triathlon. So let's talk about the benefits and drawbacks of training for a triathlon indoors, specifically on a stationary bike or in a spin class. So number one, as a new Trainiac, it's good. It's all good. Think of yourself as like a dry sponge at this point. When you start doing endurance sports, cycling, running, less so swimming, because that's about technique more than anything. But when you start doing endurance sports, your body is just going to soak up any sort of training that you throw at it. Do it on a stationary bike. Good. You're going to get faster. Do it in a spin class. Good. You're going to get faster. Get outside and do riding. Good. You're going to get faster. Run 20 minutes. Great. You're going to get faster. Walk for an hour. You're going to get faster. All these things are going to benefit you so, so much early on, because there is a huge amount of benefit going from that 0 to 1. It's when you start going from 1 to 1.5 that the benefits become a little bit tougher to get, and you have to start training a little bit more specifically. So when I first did my almost entire first season of racing, about 90% of the training was actually training on a stationary bike. And the first race I did was a tri, very, very short. I placed second in it, but almost everyone else was like pylons. And I was the only person that actually had a road bike. Everyone else had a mountain bike. Next race, I think it was a sprint race, and I did something like 125 or 126, an Olympic. I very much wasn't trained for that. Did it in, I want to say 253. So I wasn't having dropkick times, but I was respectable, and I was able to finish these races with most of that training being on an indoor stationary bike, not even a spin class. And the spin classes are going to be way more intense than what I was doing on a stationary bike. So the spin classes are going to benefit you immensely at this point. Long term, however, there's a couple of downsides that are going to force you to start training outside. And this is where you get into the, you know, you get past that first year and you want to start getting as good as you can in triathlon, and you aren't seeing the benefits in year two from those spin classes or the stationary bike that you were seeing in year one. Here are a few of the reasons why. Number one, in a spin class, your cadence tends to be really high. We're talking 120, 140 revolutions per minute. In a race, most people in triathlon are in the 90 to 95 range. And a lot of people are actually even starting to edge their way down into like the 70s and the 85s. Reason for that is that when your cadence is that high, your heart rate is absolutely through the roof. And in a race, we actually want to keep our heart rate lower for longer, because our heart can't pound at threshold, at red line levels for 2, 3, 4, 7, 14 hours in an Ironman. So it's about heart rate management, where you don't really have any heart rate management training going on in a spin class. Next is that the workouts tend to be quite short, 40 to 45 minute workout, because they're on an hour schedule in most spin classes. Whereas even just a sprint distance race, if you're doing it fast, you're talking about 30 to 35 minutes. But you want to start doing over distance workouts, so that by the time you get into even just a sprint race, you can crack off that 20 kilometers like nothing, because you've done 30 and 35 kilometer rides. Next thing that is a downside to doing everything inside, and this is even if you're inside on a trainer like I am on Zwift, once you get outside, that first ride that I ever do outside, it's just an absolute battle because for months on end, I haven't been dealing with elevation or wind, little micro elevations, little micro vibrations in the road. That all takes a big toll on your body. It takes a big toll on your core. And when you're just inside, specifically on a spin bike where you are about as stationary as possible, and you're on fixed gears where a lot of the gearing is kind of keeping the momentum for you, you're not dealing with the exact same elements that you're going to be dealing with in a race. Finally, your position isn't going to be the same. If you get onto a spin bike and you can get it close to a road bike position, good. But once you start getting into that aero position, you strap on some aero bars onto a road bike, you're going to be in a completely different position. And all of a sudden you're going to get into a race or you're going to go outside and your muscles that you're using on that road bike in that race aren't going to be really firing. They're going to be almost dormant because you haven't used them for a long time. So yes, Andy, go ahead and do those spin classes. Do it all. I am supportive of however people need to get into the sport to make their schedule enjoyable and reasonable to get to and fit into life very well. Do it. No problem. You are going to benefit from it a huge amount in that first year or two getting into the sport. But if you want to progress out of that and you find that at some point you hit a plateau and you're like, you know, I don't know why this is. I'm going to spin classes all the time. It might be because you're going to spin classes all the time and not getting outside. So Andy, I hope that this helps. Hope that it helps out all other Trainiacs out there. If anyone else out there wants to get their question answered here on the Trainiask podcast, go to triathlonterran.com/Trainiask. And while you're doing that, tell me who you cycle with. I want to hear a shout out to all of your training partners. That's very interesting to me. So let's hear about it. While you're there, you'll love what we've got. If you click top left on free resources, that's where all of our free downloadable training resources are. Finally, if you're digging these podcasts, head over to iTunes, give us a review. It helps future and aspiring Trainiacs find us there. Thanks, Andy. Talk to everyone in the next episode.